You know, any wish is possible. All it takes is a little courage to set it free.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Disney Parks Podcast. Disney Parks Podcast is your source for Disney Parks news and information from the Disney parks around the globe and so much more. Thank you for tuning in today. My name is Krista Joy, and I blog at DisneyWays.com. Joining me, as always, is Mr. Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com.
Hashtag Rock Your Disney Side Party.
That's right! Time to rock your Disney side! So will you kick us off with our first big announcement today, Tony?
Sure. We are going to rock our Disney side, I guess, at the fun-filled 24-hour event coming up, Friday, May 23rd, at 6 p.m. You can meet us at the Tomorrowland Terrace, where we will have nice little goodie bags and other things we will do. We're going to think of some other good stuff. But here's the news. So if you are going to be at the 24-hour event, and I know you all are, you can meet us on Friday night at 6 p.m. at the Tomorrowland Terrace at the upper part, kind of towards the back area. We'll see if we can bamboozle some tables, and we'll have some fun. The goodie bags are coming from our friend Mary Morales, and you can find her at facebook.com/Mary Morales Disney Travel. Now, if you are coming to the event and you need a place to stay, because you can't stay at all in my house, it's all booked up, it's full of crazy here, you will need a room. And that's where our friends at Destination in Florida will come in handy. They have still some great rates for the 24-hour event as well as Star Wars weekends. They are starting at $117 per night and go up from there. And they have rooms at Pop, Century, Port Orleans Riverside, and the Contemporary. And also, if you're a planner, you should call them for the Tower of Terror 10-miler. They have rooms starting at $84 a night at All Star Music, Port Orleans Riverside, and the Wilderness Lodge. You can get in touch with them by calling 877-241-8663 to book your room right now. And there's only a limited amount of these, so these are not, you know, there's not thousands and thousands of them. There's a limited amount, so get on the phone, give them a call, 877-241-8663, because once they're gone, they are gone forever. The last piece of little mousekeeping is we are having some of our listeners on the show. Krista is in the process of arranging some of them. We're not going to say who yet. But if you would like to be on the show with us, give us a call at 407-476-8898 and tell us you know, who you are, what you want to do, when you want to come on, when we can have you on. Well, Krista will get in touch with you and figure out some dates, and you too can be on the show. So I think that is it for the mousekeeping. Anything I missed over there, Krista?
Not that I can think of. I'm super excited about these guest segments we have coming up. It's going to be so fun. Yeah. We've got some great people lined up already, and you know, it's going to be short and sweet. It's super easy, so just let us know if you think you might want to come on the show. We'll definitely get you on. We'll try to schedule you in, and you can share your Disney love and your Disney stories with us. It'll be awesome.
Yep, that'll be good stuff. This way, you don't have to listen to just us speaking.
You exactly.
You can listen to you speaking.
Exactly.
Less speaking for us, more speaking for you. That's always a good thing.
Yes.
All right, so the first thing in the news is they released, or they're in the process of releasing, a smart TV app. Now, if you're not technologically enabled in your house, and you don't have a smart TV or a smart DVD player or anything like that, well, then you can zip right on past this because this is really going to make no sense for you at all. Actually, I just recently purchased a brand new TV, and it is a smart TV. It's probably smarter than me at this point. Disney is releasing a smart TV app where you can now go on there, and almost everything that you can do on the Disney My Experience app, you'll be able to do on your television. For what reason, I have no idea.
Ooh, because it's bigger on TV. It's exciting.
I guess it could be.
It is for me. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So your TV will have this app, or if you have a smart Blu-ray or DVD player, I have both of those. A lot of these things now, you can download apps and run these applications as if they were native, you know, on a computer. Some of the places that you'll be able to visit on your app will be Walt Disney World in Florida, Disneyland in California, the Disney Cruise Line, Alani, and the Disney Vacation Club. In addition to streaming content, the app will feature a trivia game and allow users to request additional information regarding the many Disney destinations. The app is available today for Samsung Smart TV App Store people, and then other versions will be hitting the LG App Store and Blu-ray players later in early April. So you'll have to keep go checking your app store on your TV or your Blu-ray player to, you know, see if you see a Disney app. I believe it's just called the Disney Destinations, I think was the name of it. So just go take a look, and if you find it, you're in luck. If not, you'll just have to wait with the rest of us.
There you have it.
Yeah. Do you have a smart TV and a smart Blu-ray player, Krista?
I have a smart TV and just a stupid DVD player with no Blu-ray. But the smart TV is super fun. It's so exciting. Yeah. You know, we've been hearing about this for a couple of years now, how the lines are being blurred between video games, computer, TV. Yeah. They're all becoming one thing, and it's happening. You know, it's right before our eyes. So I think it's exciting. It's something new and different, and you know, it's to me, it's a different thing to watch something when you're not in your office chair looking at your little computer. You're actually in your living room watching your nice big TV, and you're relaxed, and you're you know, on your couch or whatever, checking out all this cool Disney stuff. I don't know. I get it. Yeah. I think it's cool.
Yeah. I mean, I've tried my internet browser on my TV, and it's not as nice and smooth as, you know, my computer. But I think the technology will get better with that. But the streaming part of, you know, streaming, you know, stuff from Netflix or Hulu or Vudu or any of those things, or even now from apps, it's going to be interesting, you know.
Yeah. Really cool to see. Yeah.
Maybe soon we won't have Blu-ray players. Maybe we'll just, you know, stream this stuff, you know, from our Disney app, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I would imagine, because why store something else in your house if you don't have to, you know?
Exactly. Okay.
Amazing.
Moving on.
Okay, moving on. So we have some exciting news from Hollywood Studios here in Disney World, Orlando, Florida. The Muppet Vision 3D pre-show video is coming out to highlight the new Muppet film, Muppets Most Wanted. The Disney Imagineering team will be installing a new version of the pre-show video in Muppet Vision 3D. The new version of the pre-show video for the Muppet 3D experience will you'll actually experience a broadcast interruption from Constantine, who, if you haven't heard yet, Constantine is the evil villain from the new film. He looks just like Kermit, except for he has a mole on his face. So that's Constantine. I like the Muppet movie. Did you like it, Tony?
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
I thought it was really funny. Yeah. It was cute.
It was not like Captain America. It was all right.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the Muppet 3D show at Hollywood Studios has, I don't think a thing has changed about it in many, many years.
Yeah.
So it's cool that they're going to add something a little new and a reason for us to go and see it again.
Right, right. Over at the Contemporary Grounds will now be serving six new real fruit smoothies. It was interesting because I was there the other day and they had like almost no coffee on the menu and more of these smoothies. So I hope they don't get rid of the coffee because that was a nice place to get coffee. They have 6 new flavors. They have Mango Tango, Banana Split, Flying Hawaiian, Tropical Sunset, Frozen Sundrop, and Flamingo Frost. So those are all in the lobby of the Contemporary Resort over at Contemporary Grounds.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I have to go check them out.
Yeah, that sounds great. I've never been over. I don't really like coffee, and I've never really had an excuse to go over there. So now I have a reason. So that's cool. The new Disability Access Service Card expiration date has been extended. Starting March 28th, the Disability Access Service Card with the photo will be valid for your length of stay up to 60 days based on the type of tickets you have. So this was some news that came out a little while ago, but people are excited about this.
Yeah, so what was it originally when you got the card?
It was very brief. I'd be guessing if I said it exactly what it was, but I know it was brief and it was annoying people. So this is good news.
Yeah, I would think that they would have made it, like they would have asked you how long are you staying here and then made it that long, but I guess they weren't doing that.
Mm-mm, apparently not.
They were trying to make guests mad on purpose?
Yeah, the ones that are staying the longest and spending the most, let's make them mad.
Yeah, sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, this part, what I'm going to say next, we're probably going to be talking a lot about this. Actually, we're probably going to have a whole show about this soon. We're going to talk about some poly rehab that's coming up. This resort is going, we know they're putting a DVC there, but they are completely, rehabbing the resort as well to, make it more DVC friendly and accommodate, some of the amenities. Listen, this was the second resort built, and it probably hasn't had a major overhaul in a very, very, very long time. I'm sure our friend Tiki Man can tell us, when was the last time it had a major overhaul. But so coming up, first of all, don't even try going to the parking lot unless you have a reservation to stay there. They're even to the point that they are turning away people that have dinner reservations as well because they've lost 20% of the parking lot to construction. And it's been very difficult to park there for any reason, except that you were actually physically staying there.
How about valet?
I tried it the other day, and they said no. And I had dinner reservations, and they said, unfortunately, we have to ask you to park at the Magic Kingdom and take the monorail over. I was like,
wow.
Even if I have a dinner reservation? They're like, even if you have a dinner reservation. So I said, okay, thanks. We know Sunset Point is gone. The Neverland Club and portions of the beach and Captain Cook's beginning April 9th will have construction. Also, Captain Cook's will temporarily be relocated to a location formerly used for cast dining. That entrance will then be located underneath the stairwell below Ahana's. That'll be the temporary location. They will have modified operating hours because if you knew, Captain Cook's was open 24 hours a day. Not a lot of people knew that. It was one of the only quick service places on property that's open 24 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Which was good and bad. With the new construction, they're going to probably not be open 24 hours a day. The other bad news is there will be no Dole Whips at the temporary Captain Cook's location. So if you are a person that used to go there just to get the Dole Whip, you're going to probably have to wait until they move back to their rehab location.
Yeah.
That is, that's gone. And the newly refurbished will open up sometime this summer. So this is not going to take them this long to do the rehab, but it is going to get done. I also suspect that they're going to make this larger. I've been told that the arcade is gone. So I believe they may be taking that space. And I also wouldn't be surprised if they take over that patio space as well and make that indoors. So we'll have to see what happens. I haven't been able to get over there to check any of this out because, like I said, I haven't been able to park in the parking lot, and I didn't have time to take the monorail around to see it. If you have, you've probably seen pictures online. A lot of the bungalows out on the water are already all closed up. They have roofs, they have walls, and you can see, what they look like and the size of them already. So construction is moving pretty quick for this resort, the
That's
CVC
incredible.
expansion. Yeah, so it'll
Wow.
be interesting. It'll be interesting.
So it's funny to think that right now, if you want a Dole Whip, you need park admission. Because you can get them in Magic Kingdom and you can get them in Epcot right now, too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you just got to have a park ticket if you want your Dole Whip. But it sounds like it's going to be snappy. Hopefully, they'll be bringing us back our Dole Whip in Polynesian
Yeah.
soon.
Yeah. I mean, what are we talking? We're talking it's April now, and they're going to be done by the summer. So it's only going to be a couple months. So it's
Yeah.
going to go pretty quick.
That's incredible. The bungalows are really, man, because we were just on the ferry and saw all the, it was
Yeah.
just like sticks, and that was it. And now
Yeah.
it's really getting built up. That's
Yep.
amazing.
Yeah.
So, in other news that's kind of a bummer, if you haven't heard yet, as of March 31st, the Walt Disney World parking fees for the theme parks is now $17 per day for guests arriving by cars, motorcycles, taxis, limos, or shuttles. Although, if you're in a limo, this is probably fine with you. guests arriving by campers are charged $18, and rates for those who use buses or tractor trailers are $21. Valet parking is now also been raised up to $20.
That really hurts.
Yeah, that's I
Listen.
was disappointed when I saw that.
Yeah. Tables in Wonderland is really now your friend. I mean, because, with Tables in Wonderland, you can get valet parking for free. At $10, it wasn't a big deal. At $12, it wasn't too bad. $15, it was pretty important. Now at $20, you're going to want to keep that receipt because that's just ludicrous. That's
Yeah.
crazy. It went from 15 to 20.
Yeah,
That's.
and I'm afraid they're going to raise tables in Wonderland again. So
They're gonna have to.
are you allowed to renew before your old one expires?
I don't know.
I feel like I need to renew as quickly as possible before they before they raise
Before
the
they up the
price.
price. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, if they do raise ticket prices again in the summer, like they normally do, you might want to do it before then. You may want to go visit that. I just, it was funny. I was having a conversation with one of my family members, and they were saying they charge for parking. I'm like, yeah. They're like, when did they start that? I said, like 1971. I said, I think they've always charged for parking. I don't ever remember parking being free.
If you stay in a resort, it's free, right?
Yes, I believe that's still true.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Yeah, and
So,
an annual pass holder is still free.
yeah, for
Yeah.
now.
Yeah, well, that's true.
I hope
That's
it
true.
stays.
Yeah. And
But.
what I did learn the other day was the first day I had my magic band with me. And I said to the guy at the gate, I said, I don't know what to show you to let me in the park. He goes, well, what do you have? I said, I have a magic band. He goes, well, give me your magic band. And he had a thing, tap my magic band. He goes, okay, go ahead.
Yeah, that's how it
So,
works. They'll do that at the resorts too. If you're parking at a resort, all you have to do is
yeah.
show them your magic band now. And they
Well,
beep it.
I thought we had to show him the little discount card, but I didn't know we had to show
Oh
him the
no.
magic
Yeah, I
band. Yeah.
forgot about that. Yeah, no, because I haven't even, I just got mine. I've just been showing my band,
Okay.
so.
Yeah. I very rarely actually go to a theme park parking lot. So I was like, oh, is this how the guests come in?
Well, there you have it.
Oh, this is how everybody gets in.
Yeah, I'm not sure why they gave us those additional cards, because I'm sure the band tells the little beeper that you're an annual pass holder. So why do you need an additional
card? Well, that card is for your merchandise discount. You have to show that to get your merchandise discount. Yeah. I've used that already.
All right.
And you know, it's interesting because even when I did buy some merchandise recently, somebody was like, well, what is this? I said, it's it's a card that allows me to get 20% off. He goes, isn't it 10? I say, it could be.
Nice try.
So he goes, oh, I think it's just 10. The register's saying it's 10. Oh, all right. Well, that's good enough.
It was a good try, though. It was a good effort.
I fear if he didn't know, I was going to try and take advantage, I guess. Anyway. Okay. Let's get on with the infotainment part of this lovely broadcast today. I was bored this afternoon, and I said, you know, what are some interesting things that, like maybe some things that I don't even know? So I was kind of like Googling like hidden secrets and hidden finds and, you know, secret things of Disney World. And a couple of things we're going to talk about, I had no idea. They're new to me, so we're going to kind of share these with everybody, and then we'd like to hear what you guys think. If you've heard of these things, if you haven't heard of them, you know, and maybe, you know, email us and call us and Facebook us and Twitter us. Tell us some stuff that you may know that, you know, try and stump us. Let's play Stump the Hosts, you know, so, you know, tell us some stuff, and then we'll see if we know. Maybe we do, maybe we don't know. Okay? So I'm going to read some of these, Krista, and then you tell me, you know, if you've heard of this or you haven't heard of this, and I'll tell you, you know, if I knew it too.
Okay.
All right. So the first one, these are all in Walt Disney World, and this list is kind of Magic Kingdom-centric right now. We'll have to do some other parks. We'll do the other parks in other shows. But this one is on the partner statue, obviously in front of the Magic Kingdom. The castle there. Walt is wearing an Irish cladding ring on his right finger. And he and his wife, Lillian, bought them for each other on a trip to Ireland. And Walt wore them every day. So I didn't know that he had that Irish ring on his finger, on the statue. Mm-hmm. Did you know that?
No, I have to say I never noticed that before. I don't know if you have this on the list, but I learned something really cool. Was it at that Disneyana meeting we went to? I don't remember, but somewhere we learned how Walt and Lily would go to that one ski resort in, where was it, like Colorado or something?
Mm-hmm.
And it's still there today, and he has the little tie pin.
Right.
And that's a symbol of that resort. So
That's in, I think it's in California.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah.
It was someplace, and it's still around. Like, you can still go there, which is really awesome.
Yeah.
So I'm always looking for that little tie pin and pictures of him and stuff like that. But I hadn't heard of the ring. That's really interesting.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, they were in Ireland, and they did as the Irish did. You know, and they got these rings for each other.
It's very sweet.
Kind of cool. Yeah.
Very romantic.
Yep. Okay. You know, we always say when you're in the parks or you're on Disney property, you know, look up, look down, look left, look right, you know. Well, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but the walkway on Main Street and the entrance to the Magic Kingdom is red. And the reason it's red is Walt wanted you to think that that was the red carpet and you were his guests and he was laying out the red carpet for you. So did you know that the walkway was red?
Yeah, I had actually heard this before. It's a wonderful sentiment, you know, if you think about it. Is it like that in Disneyland?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yep.
Wow. So that's something they brought over here, too. That's awesome.
Right. Now, the other thing I was reading, and I guess this would be helpful, for our furry friends that visit us, you know, Pluto, Goofy, you know, etc., this is helpful for them. Because when they're walking, they know that they have to be in character if they see red.
Oh, yes.
So that once they leave the stage, because they say everything that happens in front of a guest is on stage, once they leave the stage area, if they look down and they don't see red, they know that they don't have to be in character at that time.
Yeah,
So,
that's really, really brilliant. Really
yeah.
smart.
Yeah, so it also helps our little furry friends that we visit.
Yeah, so this is totally off subject, but I wanted to ask you about this. I
Okay.
keep forgetting. Now I'm remembering, so I'm going to ask you. Have you seen the stories about the Disneyland cats?
The Disneyland cats?
Yes.
No.
So here's the thing. Apparently, there is a whole lot of cats at Disneyland. And I don't know, they come out at night and they hunt the rodents and stuff like that. The way I learned about this is from Twitter, because if you go to Twitter, there's an account and it's at Disneyland Cats. And the cats have an account and they're hilarious. You have to check it out. It's really, really funny. They come up with stuff all the time. It's a riot. So I guess this is a thing. We have a lot of squirrels here. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
We're like squirrel and lizard country here in Orlando, but apparently
Right.
they've got these feral cats at Disneyland that they feed. So
I would I would believe that. I've heard here in Florida, bugs are, like airplanes. They all have, tail numbers. I've heard that they put this bug thing, what kind of attracts bugs. On it in a backstage area, way back away from guests, and then they see what kind of bugs it attracts, and then what they do, and you may or may not see these trucks, they're white pickup trucks, and it looks like they almost have like a snow blower on the back. Well, that's spraying bug repellent, and they know how to modify the bug repellent to what kind of bugs they've been catching. Backstage with this, little bug thing that they have. And they spray every night, or, almost every night. And that's why there's almost, no bugs around property.
That's awesome.
So I would believe the cat thing to catch the mice easily.
Yeah. Oh, and can I just, while we're on the subject, can I just mention love bugs? I think it's almost love bug season. We have
Yeah.
these bugs here. And they don't bite. They're not harmful in any way. They're just annoying. And you get them all over the front of your car, and they can damage your paint if you let the little dead bugs, rot in the sun too long. But they don't hurt anybody. I always feel so bad. I don't know if this happened to you, Tony, but I'll be in the back of a tram riding into the park, and a couple of love bugs will come, and the kids and some of the adults just freak out. They're so scared of these bugs because they don't know what they are. But I think we should get the word out that the love bugs are harmless.
Yeah. They are harmless and they are annoying. I did have some on my last car and they did take off the paint.
Oh, yeah, they're bad.
Yeah.
You gotta
Yeah.
scrub them off quick.
Yeah, the guy at the car wash is like, yeah, we took the bugs off, but they also took the paint off. So there you go. I take off, thanks. Thanks for that safety tip. All right, here's an interesting one. In Walt Disney World, and I bet this even applies with Disneyland too. You are no further than 30 steps from any trash can. If you walk 30 steps in any direction, you will hit a trash can.
I heard that this was a Walt Disney thing. Like he
Yes.
decided that that was how many steps apart you should put the trash cans.
Yep.
I
Yep.
love it. I think it probably contributes a lot to the cleanliness of the parks,
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting because during parades and busy times and things like that, you'll even see people having their lunch on, well, food and wine is a great example of that. You'll see people having their food on the top of a trash can. I don't think there is another park in the United States that you will see guests eating their lunch or their meal off a trash can.
Right.
I
Although
really don't.
there'll be a plate between the food and the trash
Sure.
can, but still, yeah, I know what you mean.
I mean, I wouldn't go to Manhattan and put. There'd have to be 50 plates between my plate and a trash can in Manhattan. And maybe some aluminum foil. So,
Yeah, that's a good point.
Okay. There is one thing that is not sold anywhere on Disney property. And do you know what that one thing is, Krista? I know you do.
What is it, Tony?
Gum. G-U-M. No gum is sold on property. So it's one of the reasons you won't find gum stuck underneath tables and on the floor and stuck on trees and telephone poles and attractions is because there is no gum to be sold. You cannot buy gum. If you want gum, you must bring your own.
Yes. Yeah, so at least you, and I know there are people out there that really love their chewing gum, and just know it's okay to bring it with you, but you're not going to be able to get any in your inside the parks. They have mints and candies and all that, but.
Yeah. I wonder if one day they'll just ban you from bringing gum. You know, when they're doing bag check. Oh, sorry, sir, you have gum. You can't bring that in here.
Oh, no. I think we've gotten a lot more lax on their whole food policy.
Yeah.
You know, you're allowed to bring a lot of food now. Just they're picky about the coolers.
Yeah.
But they understand the need for, you know, some people have special diets or they need to eat every hour or there's all kinds of things. You got to let people bring food if they want to.
Okay, so speaking of that, and I was talking to my cousin about this. I think we should sneak an entire picnic into the Magic Kingdom. And I'm going to tell you why. I heard that there were picnic benches on Tom Sawyer Island. Now, I haven't been there in a very, very, very long time. So I don't know if that's true or not. I can't remember. But I think that would be an interesting place to have a picnic, be on Tom Sawyer's Island.
You're right. That's a great idea. I haven't been on the island either in forever. I wouldn't know if there's benches or not.
We're going to have to make a research trip to to the island.
Yeah. Maybe for the YouTube channel, we'll go film the benches.
Yeah.
Film our picnic that we... I don't think it's really sneaking in, because I really think they're cool with the food now. It's a lot better than it used to be. We'll bring some food and eat on Tom Sawyer's Island. That sounds fun.
Yeah. You think they'll let us sneak in a six-pack or two?
No.
Even if I put it in a water bottle?
That way you'd have to, put vodka in there and say it's water?
I can
and
do
hope
that.
Hope they don't open it and smell it.
You know, that's interesting because one day I was going into the Magic Kingdom, and I had no bags. All I had was a bottle of water, and I had one of those iced tea packets in there. And the security host asked me, he says, well, what's in there? I said, iced tea. He goes, well, will you drink it? I said, yeah, I'll drink it. So I opened up, I drank, he said, okay. I'm like, what does he think was in there?
That's random.
Yeah. I was like, all right, fine. Thank you. Thanks. So, okay, back to the fun. Did you know that there is a hidden picture of Walt Disney in the Carousel of Progress?
No, I did not know that.
Okay. There is. It is in the daughter's room in the 1940 wall. If you're facing, it's on the wall, and if you're facing as you sit in front of the stage, it's on the wall in the upper left-hand corner. There's a picture of Walt. And it's probably hard to see because that scrim, you know, that's, you know, you know, over that. So it may be difficult to see, but take a look at that and see if you can find that. I did not know it was there either, and now I'm going to have to go back and find it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
I hadn't heard that either.
And I will tell you this interesting thing, too, is there is still no Fast Pass at the Carousel of Progress. Even with all the other attractions getting fast passes, including things like It's a Small World and, you know, everything, the Carousel of Progress still has no fast pass.
Yes.
I think they're trying to keep the 1964 World's Fair theme. I know.
Well, I think it holds a lot of people. I mean,
Yeah.
So there's not it has to be a lot of people for any kind of line to form at all. So maybe
Yeah.
that's part of it too.
Yeah, very true. Okay, this one I think I knew. I would love to know if somebody can confirm this. And there's really two parts to this. It's I'm going to tell you the part that I'm here. This one part is that the dog in the Pirates of the Caribbean is the same dog that's in the Carousel of Progress.
It looks like the same dog, if you think
Okay.
about it. They look pretty similar.
Okay. Now, what I've also heard is that dog is a resemblance of Walt's actual dog. Now,
I've
I've
heard
heard
that too.
this. You've heard that too?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I've heard this from numerous sources that those dogs are A, the same, and they're both, kind of modeled after Walt's dog. If somebody knows that for a fact, I would love for you to contact us because I find that very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Here was an interesting one that I had no idea that this was true. And after I read it, I was thinking to myself, I wonder if this is really true. In keeping with the theming for Liberty Square, there are no bathrooms in Liberty Square.
Yes, well, if you have Lou Mangello's audio tours,
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that he says that. I think that is a
Really?
fact.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, Liberty Square is also a very small themed area. What are we talking about? The candle shop, the Haunted Mansion, the riverboat, Hall of Presidents, the Christmas store. I mean, it's a very small area to begin with.
Yes.
The closest thing to that would be the new Rapunzel bathrooms. I mean,
Yeah,
that
yeah.
sits right outside of that space.
Right. That's Fantasyland. So,
Yeah, right.
yeah. Tell everybody the other thing about the sidewalks in Liberty Square. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay, so yeah, if you look down at the ground in Liberty Square, there's in the center, there's like a dark stripe. The sidewalk changes. It's a little bit different on the outsides, and then in the middle, it's this dark river, is what it's supposed to look like. And the reason for that is because in that time period, people would just throw their waste out the windows into the streets. So supposedly that is authentic to the time, and it's supposed to kind of be reminiscent of you're walking on sewage. So,
Oh.
yeah. So that would go along with the no bathroom thing.
They should make it smell like sewage to give us
It's
that
really
real authentic.
immersive. We want
Yeah,
immersive, right?
yeah.
Yeah.
I want smell-o-vision. They make it smell like cinnamon on Main Street. Why not make it smell like sewage in Liberty Square?
I prefer that waffle smell that comes out of Sleepy Hollow. That's pretty good.
All
Oh, I
right.
have another fun one about
All
Liberty
right, good.
Square. Do you know that the maids that work on Haunted Mansion, you know they're maids and butlers, right,
Right.
that load you onto the rides. If you talk to the maids and ask them what the name of their bat is, they all have bats on their little maid hats. And if you ask them what the name of their bat is, they all have unique names for their bat. They won't look at you like you're crazy or anything. They'll know exactly what you're asking them. You just walk up to them and say, "Hey, what's the name of your bat?" And
Wow.
I've heard some creative names. I've heard Luna. I remember that one.
Right.
You know, there's just like these really cool names. And I don't know if the cast members come up with them or if people in costuming come up with them, but all the bats have a
Yeah.
name.
Interesting. So yeah. So I guess the next question you have to ask them is when they tell you the name is, did you make that up or
Right.
is that some relevance to the attraction?
Ooh, good question. Yeah.
Yeah. See, we have to do now a research mission to
Totally.
find these things out. Yeah.
Yeah.
The last one I did not know, and I am now interested to go do, is if you ask to ride in the pilot house on the riverboat, they'll let you do it. And once you're done, they will give you a certificate as a riverboat pilot.
Yes.
Who knew?
I've heard of this. I haven't done it. I don't know if it's officially true. But how cool is that? Because remember, you used to be able to ride with a monorail pilot and
right.
a little car. Now you can't do that anymore. So it's good to know maybe you can do that on the riverboat. So if anybody in the listeners have done this and gotten a little card, let us know. Send a picture of it. We'd love to see.
Okay, so you know how to reach us. You can go to DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can go to our contact page there. You can email us at thecrew@DisneyParksPodcast.com. You can go to our Facebook page. You can find us on Twitter. All that's on our contact page at thedisneyparkspodcast.com. Or if you prefer the old-fashioned telephone, that is 407-476-8898. And you can leave us a message. If you do leave us a message, we can play it on the show. So don't be surprised if you hear yourself here on the show. Okay, that's it. Krista, anything else we need to tell them about this week?
I think that's it for now. Just thank you so much for tuning in and sharing this time with us. And we'll see you in the parks.